As a child, about 6-7 years old, I used to go with my sister to my gran's for 3 weeks every summer. Day in, day out, we used to go to the beach, 12 hours on the beach, swimming, playing, running around, having a great time. Come home in the evening, do we have to go home? Do we have to go to bed? Get up the next day, do it all again. Just carry on, day after day. Loved every second of it. Never got tired out at all. SEP, age 13. Again, 3 weeks solid, cram-packed with activities. Cycling, mountain climbing, obstacle course, football, volleyball, the list goes on. And again, never got tired. Just bring it on, let's keep on going. Then SEP, I went back as a staff member, canoeing each and every day pretty much, obviously apart from the Sabbath. And I earned the reputation of Rambo by Mr. Suckling, because I just sort of kept on going. I never really got tired. When I was 19, I was forestry working. One of my jobs was to actually put the points on the ends of the fence posts that, you know, you see around all the fields. And I was the only one big enough to do the big posts. They weighed about 12 stone each, 160 pounds. And I had to pick them up and push them against a big bench saw, turn it, put a point on it. And I just used to then throw them into a big pile. Used to do about 40 or 50 of those in an hour. Okay, I used to sleep well, but you know, I could keep on doing it. Then 30 came, and yeah, I ignored the little aches and the little pains. And then 40 came this year, and because I got bitten by a little bug a couple of years ago in America, I could hardly walk. And Estelle, put your fingers in your ears. Rambo's getting a little bit old. She doesn't know that, really. And compared to a lot of people, I'm still quite healthy, quite fit. You know, there are people in the church a lot worse off than me. You know, some of our brethren have got cancer. Some are almost blind. Aches and pains, joints, old age. We're starting to fall apart a little bit. But today, this day, pictures a day when we will receive a blessing that is almost beyond grasping. And I would like to focus on this one blessing that we will receive today. And the title of the sermonette, I actually have one for once, In the Twinkling of an Eye. If you'd like to turn with me, please, to 1 John 3. 1 John 3, and in verse 2, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We shall be like Christ one day. Today pictures the day when Christ returns in power and glory. Let's just look at that in 1 Thessalonians 4, please. 1 Thessalonians 4, because this just expands further the one bit that I just want to look at. 1 Thessalonians 4, just starting in verse 13, just to get the context. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Those who have received the Holy Spirit and been led by it, and who have fallen asleep, will be resurrected and will rise first. And then we, who are alive and remain, shall be caught up in caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So we will rise up into the air to meet Christ and the resurrected saints. Now, our physical bodies, obviously, are not capable of that. If you would like, please, to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, and in verse 50. We'll just see what our bodies will become like. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. So it's a direct tie back to the scriptures we just read. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Our physical bodies will be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible has put on incorruption and the mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death shall be swallowed up in victory. That is very hard to comprehend the reality of it. Our bodies will be changed into immortality. They will be no longer corruptible. That takes a lot of grasping to actually comprehend. Just to confirm that, John 10, and in verse 26, the context of this is the Jews are asking Christ to actually tell them that he is the Christ. And in John 10, verse 26, you do not believe me because you are not my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Those that hear God's word, who receive his Holy Spirit and are led by it, and who follow Christ as his sheep, will be given eternal life. Our bodies will be changed. A blessing that is almost, like I say, beyond comprehension. As it said in 1 Thessalonians 4:18, I won't go back there, comfort one another with these words, because in conclusion, this is the day of trumpets, the day that the trumpet will sound and Christ will return. The dead will be resurrected, and those of us who are left alive will be changed, corruptible to incorruptible, mortality to immortality, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Our bodies will no longer have aches and pains. The cancers that we see in our bodies of our brethren will be eradicated like that. The blind will see. 20/20 vision, forget that, far better. There will no longer be frail bodies that have been run down by 6,000 years of mankind's disobedience to God. Our bodies will be changed, and it will happen in the twinkling of an eye.